This month, I'm very pleased to have Udo Erasmus as my special guest. For almost two decades, Udo has dedicated his time to understanding the effects of fats and oils on human health, as well as the nature of health itself. He has written two groundbreaking books, Fats and Oils, and Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, and has recently completed his third book called Choosing the Right Fats. Udo Erasmus received his Bachelor of Science degree in Honors Zoology with a major in Psychology, followed by graduate studies in Biochemistry and Genetics from the University of British Columbia. He also has a Master's in Psychology and a PhD in Nutrition. Presently, Udo develops nutritional formulas to improve both human and animal well-being. In addition to essential fats, he works with phytonutrient-rich greens, digestive enzymes, fiber-rich whole foods, friendly bowel microorganisms, herbs, minerals, vitamins, and antioxidants. Welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Udo.
Hey, glad to be here.
You've earned the reputation of a real authority in the area of fats and oils, as well as the nicknames the Fat Man and his Royal Oiliness.
Actually, the Fats Man. To make it different.
The Fats Man?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's no confusion about whether I'm fat or not.
No, you're certainly not fat. And maybe we'll talk about why it is that people can take in these oils, which are synonymous with calories, and not get fat. Yeah. But can you tell our listeners how you first got involved in the nutrition and natural health profession?
Yeah, well, you heard about the background I had in biological science, but I ended up getting poisoned by pesticides in 1980. And the doctors couldn't help me, and so I was looking for self-help options. And because the body's made out of food, and for 4.5 billion years, every creature on this planet has been made from food, I figured food was probably where I should be looking. And so I got interested in that, and then I got caught up in the fats because what I sprayed causes cancer. A lot of pesticides do cause cancer. And there's a connection between fats and cancer, and I thought I should know it in my self-help program. And I learned so much that it became a total career change for me.
So did you really know in advance what you were getting involved with? Did you really see the depth of fatty acid chemistry at that time?
No, I had no idea. In 1980, it was just beginning to become interesting. And the essential fatty acids and the omega-3 essential fatty acid that's missing from most people's diet began to get attention. But I had no idea how incredibly interesting it would become, because now there is a huge volume of research being done. And what is turning out is that the essential fatty acids, because they're damaged and because they're really essential and we have to have them, just like minerals and vitamins and proteins, that they have more to offer in reversing and preventing degenerative diseases than any other nutrient group, because we have neglected and damaged them. And in case of the omega-3s, we've actually removed them mostly from the diet. A lot of problems associated with doing that. Low fat is really a bad, bad news idea.
So your book, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, that's like a Bible in the world of fats and oils and human health. It's something that I refer to all the time and use as a reference, as I know other health professionals and students of nutrition do as well. Dr. Jeffrey Bland said that your message is incredibly timely and that your work has made an excellent contribution in the field of clinical nutrition. Now, why is the topic of fat so important in the field of clinical nutrition?
Well, for two reasons. Because there are fats that kill. They're obviously important in clinical nutrition. And mainly we should be avoiding them because they increase cancer, increase cardiovascular disease, associated with diabetes, associated with weight, obviously, and weight and obesity. They get you more cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer, and other problems. And also because some of the fats, when they're damaged, which is how we turn fats that heal into fats that kill, through destructive processing, they also increase inflammation and many other problems associated in multiple sclerosis. So they're associated with many diseases. On the other hand, there are fats that heal that every cell in the body has to have because the body can't make them. So they have to be provided from outside by food or by supplement. They are sensitive to destruction by light, oxygen, and heat. And the processing that is done to give them a longer shelf life or to make it convenient for the manufacturer damages those oils. Or the manufacturers like not to even have them in products. That's what drives the low-fat diet. So they take them out. And we are now down to 1/6 of the amount of omega-3 that people got 150 years ago. And 150 years ago, people did not get optimum amounts of omega-3s. The omega-6s we doubled, except if you're on a low-fat diet, you're not going to get enough omega-6 either. And because the body has to have them and can't make them, that's not a good idea. Because what happens when you don't get enough? Nothing in your body can work properly. And you go through deficiency symptoms that begin with dry skin, low energy levels, deterioration of brain function. Maybe you can get depression or hyperactivity or anxiety. You won't deal with stress better. People who have a tendency to violence will become more violent. It's all in the research. And in addition to that, your cardiovascular, your diabetes, and your cancer risk factors will go up. You're more likely to get digestion problems and allergies and autoimmune conditions. You're more likely to lose minerals from your bones and get osteoporosis. You're more likely to become overweight because you'll be eating carbohydrate foods instead, and then your blood sugar goes up and down, and you keep getting hungry and turning what you're eating into fat. Your wounds won't heal as well. More inflammation, more autoimmune conditions, become weak, vision and learning problems. I mean, literally, every part of the body falls apart. Immune system falls apart. You get more infections, more cancer, because your immune system can't go after them. And your reproductive system will fall apart, so males become sterile and females miscarry. You can stunt the growth of children on a diet with insufficient essential fats. You can get arthritis-like pains in your finger joints. Your liver and kidneys will deteriorate. Your glands will dry up. And if I've missed any part of the body, that'll fall apart too. So that's what happens when you don't get them. And of course, when you get them, and this is the good part of it, is that when you bring them back into the diet while you're deteriorating, all of your symptoms of deterioration that are caused by not having enough essential fats in the diet are reversed, and you get your health back.
That's incredible. So fat is more than what meets the eye. It's got hormonal significance. It affects every aspect of human function and health.
Yeah. And what we need to be doing, while we need to be decreasing the bad fats, the fats that kill, the processed fats, the fried, the hydrogenated, and the cooking oils that have been treated with Drano window washing acid bleach and then heated to frying temperature before they go in the bottle, those we ought to be decreasing or avoiding. But even more important than that is to bring in and optimize the good fat. So we need to be increasing our fat intake. They just need to be the right fat. We shouldn't be on a high fat or a low fat diet. We definitely should be on a right fat diet. And then we could take 60% of our calories from fats and never die of a fat-related disease. That was true for the Inuit.
Yeah,
the
there's examples of that from history.
Traditional diet.
Yeah, exactly.
But they were the right fat and they were unprocessed.
Non-damaged.
And what we were doing is the wrong fats and damaged by processing.
Now, in Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, you have a chapter called Athletes and Oils. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the importance of fatty acids from the perspective of an athlete who is involved in sport and concerned about performance?
Yeah, we've worked for the past almost 20 years that I've worked with oils. We have consistently seen athletes do better when they get the right fats. And by right fat, we always emphasize the omega-3s because they're missing, so they're more therapeutic. But you got to have enough sixes not to become deficient. We worked at first with flax. I became omega-6 deficient on it, and I then went to a blend. The ratio that we use is twice as rich in omega-3 as omega-6. And we did a study about a year ago with Danish athletes. We gave them a tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day of this 2-to-1 ratio oil blend that I developed the formula for. And within a month, the ones that were pushing limits of performance had stamina increased by 40 to 60%. So we had a runner who went from 90 kilometers a week to 147. We had a cyclist who went from 60 to 80 kilometers a day to 100 to 120. And the guy had saddle sores when he was doing 60 to 80, and they healed while he went up to 100 to 120. Because they're the essential fats, they speed wound healing. We had a bodybuilder who at 50 went back to doing the kind of workouts he did in his 30s and competing effectively against 30-year-old kids. He called them kids, right? I'm 60, so I understand what he means. And then we had a boxer who went from 2 1.5-hour workouts to exhaustion to two and a half hour workouts to exhaustion. They found that they could do more repetitions before they got tired. They recovered from fatigue quicker once they got tired. Their injuries healed quicker. They built muscle faster and held on to it longer if they didn't exercise. And they could work out more often without overtraining. Their joints didn't hurt as much. Their concentration was better, so their performance improved. They slept better. Their skin was nicer, not so dry, because a lot of them have a problem with that. And their mood was better. And then we tested some cardiovascular risk factors in these athletes because, you know, people say, oh, yeah, well, you get energy from fats, but you're also going to get a heart attack. Well, within 3 months, their triglycerides were 21% lower. Their so-called bad LDL cholesterol was down significantly. Their good HDL cholesterol was up significantly. And the ratio, HDL-LDL ratio, went up by 39%. And then we had a diabetic, a type 1 diabetic. He was able to cut his insulin in half and go on slow-acting insulin when he, within a month of going on a tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day of this oil blend. And then when these guys went off the oil, within 2 weeks, they lost that extra stamina. If they went back on, they got it back within about 2 weeks. The diabetic had to go back on fast-acting insulin at twice the dose when he went off the oil, and when he went back on, he was able to go back on the slow-acting at half the dose. So that's what that study showed.
Basically, my understanding what you're saying is that athletes are people, they need to be well, and if they incorporate these fats that heal, and at the same time remove, delete, reduce the fats that kill, their performance directly will be enhanced.
Absolutely.
Plus their objectives with the sport and their goal, like we say, weight management, gaining muscle, losing body fat, all of that is just going to be improved by changing their...
And it's true for both strength and endurance sports. And we've seen it in a long range
of
sports.
Every kind of athlete.
Everything. We've done hockey, baseball, football, skaters, bodybuilders, weightlifters, bobsledders, runners, cyclists, martial artists, boxers. I mean, we've worked with a very wide range of athletes, consistently the same. And performance horses, performance dogs, same issue. Because in their food, they remove them too, because otherwise the food goes rancid. You have to treat the good fats with care, because otherwise they go rancid. And that's the big issue. Why they're not in the foods is because of the shelf life. They, you know, they're a manufacturer's nightmare. So unless you want to take the care, and, you know, we refrigerate them and they go in brown glass bottles. We put a box around it to keep the light out. They're stored in the factory refrigerator, in the store refrigerator, in the home refrigerator. You don't use them for frying. You just mix them in cold, warm, and hot foods. You can put them in hot soup once it's in the bowl, but you can't fry them because frying destroys all the care we take within about 2 minutes. So care needs to be taken. That's what's held back this area. And I said, why don't we give them the care they need so that they retain their health benefits? And it's made a huge difference to a lot of people that in about 15 countries that I've
And that's
done
led
work.
To the production of your oil blend and
the
precision.
The method for making them, which I developed, and many, many people are using that method, and then the oil blend that I'm working with.
Yeah. I see. Now, it's difficult to understand how adding the right kind of fat to the diet could actually help someone lose excess body fat.
Yes.
How do you explain this? Can you shed some light on this matter?
Absolutely. And it's now known on the biochemical and genetic level what goes on. And it's wonderful because it's completely unarguable now. And it goes like this. If you eat starches and you don't burn them, they turn into glucose. They do anyway. And if you don't burn the glucose turns on a gene that turns carbohydrates into fats. The gene is called fatty acid synthase. So the equation here is excess carbs make fat. No question about it. If you burn them, they're okay. And we have a slogan, if you don't burn them, you wear them. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
And you wear them as fat. So that's on the one side. On the other side, it's now been shown that the omega-3s, especially, and the omega-6s to some extent, will turn off the fat-making gene, will turn on about 6 genes required for fat burning. So they'll increase fat burning and decrease fat production. And they turn on a gene called uncoupling protein 2, which increases heat production. So you burn fats as heat, and it's called thermogenesis. I'm sure you've talked about it. And that's done on the genetic level. There isn't any question about it. Now, what's interesting is the omega-9s or monounsaturates that are not essential and the saturated fats that are not essential, they don't affect those genes. So you can get fat if you eat too many saturated fats and too many monounsaturates. But the omega-3s, particular in the omega-6 to some extent, increase your body's fat burning. Oh, and they also shift the body from burning carbs to burning fat as fuel. It's called fuel partitioning.
So now we're getting into the actual chemistry of food as opposed to just counting calories.
Right. Well, yeah, and it's really stupid to count omega-3s as calories. I subtract 3 calories from the total calorie count for every gram of omega-3s.
Really?
Even though if you burn them in a calorimeter, they have 9 calories. But it's not what they do in the body. And so if a person wants to lose fat, the best way to do it is you decrease their carbohydrate intake, and you can take it quite low. You increase their good fat intake, and you can take that quite high. And then you get them to do exercise. Because the omega-3s, the essential fatty acids, increase stamina, it's much easier for people to do the workouts, because a lot of overweight people just say, I don't have any energy. And when you do that, and you maybe shift them over to eating more green foods, because the green foods you can't get fat on. My son, who's a fitness trainer, Ty, he says, you know, Dad, when I do that, the fat just melts off people. And he has a guy fly in from Hong Kong. He's lost 90 pounds. He's got a lot of money. He said, I'm really happy because the women always like my money, but now they like me too. But it really works. I mean, it really works. You know, it's always good to have individual trainer supervision to do that.
Well, we've heard that when fat goes into the body, there's a what is called dietary thermogenesis. Like you get a slight elevation of metabolic rate from burning carbs, fats, and proteins. And fat was always the lower, maybe a 2% increase.
But not the omega-3 fats.
But what you're saying is
way
that
higher.
If you bring in these essential fats, and in particular omega-3, there's actually a genetic expression influence.
Absolutely.
That you have to think about other than just counting the calories.
Absolutely. And what we did is in the old days when I was a kid, there was Doug Hepburn, and he was doing eating 12 eggs a day and he was doing all that, big muscles, and they were always saying, oh, the fat diet is really the one that you need for an athlete. Then they did some studies on carbs and said, well, you actually get cleaner burning and more effective performance on a diet where you get your fuel from carbs. And now we're seeing that actually the most effective fuel is the essential fatty acids and the omega-3s, because they do so much for energy production. And including energy production, oxygen use, oxidation. You know, that's why you get the stamina. You metabolize oxygen better. And so the performance increases, you build muscle faster, and they're anti-catabolic and anabolic. And they make testosterone work better.
This is great stuff for athletes. I mean, they really need to know about the importance of these fats. Now, what's the biochemical connection between amino acids and fatty acids, or in simple terms, between protein and fat? Why would someone want to add, say, your oil, Udo's Choice oil blend, to their daily protein shake? And what makes your oil so special or unique?
Well, I guess the way I look at it is that protein is the structure, because your muscles, protein is what gives you the structure. And the fat, I would call it the energy. It's the fuel. It has really more functions than that, but it's fuel that makes the muscles able to do the contraction process more effectively. And they do a second thing, is that they have a protective function. They protect muscles from themselves. When you become too low in fats, you start to get digestion problems, allergy problems, autoimmune problems. And the fats reduce that. So they are basically, the muscles are, the protein and the muscle are the structure, and the essential fats are fuel and protection. of the muscles. That's a quick way, an easy way of putting it.
But in nature now, isn't there a connection between like sulfur and protein? Isn't there, like when you find good protein, you usually find the good omega-3s?
Yeah, you
can
do.
Can we simulate that in a blended shake with a good protein and your oil?
Yeah, that works. I guess to get into that, what the essential fatty acids do, because they form a large part of the cell membranes, and there are reactions that go on in the cell membranes. Well, they speed up the efficiency of those cell membrane functions. The functions are usually done by proteins. They're the enzymes and the carriers and the transmitters and the signalers. And the essential fatty acids, again, provide the energy to make those work more effectively. And that's where the oil protein or the sulfur-rich protein and oil combination has an effect. It's not that well worked out in research exactly what goes on there. But the sulfur protects the oil from oxidation to some extent, because a lot of the very powerful antioxidants in the body are sulfur-containing. And the oil, of course, is the one that is chemically very active. So you need them both. One creates the fire, the other one provides the spark control.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your grassroots solutions for modern health concerns. Mm-hmm. I was looking through your pamphlet and saw some really good ideas, some good mm-hmm. products. How do we protect ourselves from the environment, from pollution, and from modern disease?
Yeah, here's what I'm working on is a way of making health understandable. And to me, health is the natural state. And you have a program of for health already built in every one of your 70 trillion cells. It's called your genetic material. That genetic material is the program for everything physical that goes on in your body. That's why you can build muscle. That's why you can produce fat if you eat a certain way. That's why you have eyeballs and teeth and hair growing in your nose and a brain inside of a head and a head at one end and toes at the other, and they're not all jumbled up. It's all part of the genetic program. Starts before conception and works until you die. Maintains, repairs, filters, detoxifies, digests, reproduces, does everything. Regulates, metabolizes. Everything that happens in the human body for a whole lifetime is in that program. And that program has two requirements. Number one, don't poison it or the work that it does, because then it can't do its work. And there we're talking mostly about synthetic man-made molecules, pesticides, plastics, pharmaceutical drugs. Those should be a last resort, not a first resort. Food molecules damaged by processing and industrial chemicals. These are molecules that have never been present in nature. The genetic program doesn't recognize them. They interfere with its functions, and that's why they're toxic. So don't poison the program is requirement one. And the second is you got to give it the building blocks. Optimum amounts of the building blocks, there are 14. Water, air, and light are 3. And then the other 11 come from foods. Greens, good fats, proteins, and the amino acids they contain, essential nutrients. Minerals, vitamins, then for the digestive system, fiber, digestive enzymes, probiotics, the friendly microorganisms, antioxidants, and phytonutrients, and fuel. Those are the 11 that come from foods. You need them all. You can't just say, well, I take minerals, do I still need vitamins? You need all 14 components. You need them in optimum quantities, and each one of those components has a number of different members. So what I'm trying to do is for each of the components that it's hard to get in the diet today, in the normal diet today, and when you're in a hurry, I'm trying to develop a blend that has the members of each component in it. And then I'm going to lay out how this program works and where the natural sources are, and a person should be able to look at it and say, well, I'm getting this component and that component and that component, but I'm a little weak on this one, and this one, and so maybe I'll supplement those. And then for people who are on the run or on the road, it's really hard to find good food and eat properly, then they're portable and convenient, and you can take them along wherever you're going. And why that? Because for 4.5 billion years, primary healthcare and primary medicine has always been food, water, air, and light. That's how nature made creatures, and they worked. And primary health care is not what is done in medicine. What they do is disease management, symptom suppression, crisis intervention, life support systems. I'm not against those, but those are emergency medicine. And most of our health problems are not emergency problems. They're nutrition and lifestyle based, and they're fixed best by nutrition and lifestyle changes. And why the drugs haven't made cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetes go away is because in most cases, they're the wrong approach. Nutrition and lifestyle changes are the right approach to prevent and reverse those problems.
Wow. Do you mind if I record that and use that as an introduction on my next book? I mean, you really summed it up, Udo. That was great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. We're just about out of time. I just want to fit in something else about your new book you just finished called Choosing the Right Fats. Can you give us some insight as to what it's about?
Well, what it is, it's the easy reading version. It has recipes in it, so it's half recipes, and it's a reprint of a lecture that I give, which is an overview of the whole field. So it's the short one. It's only 64 pages. A lot of people would like to read the short version. The long version is 450 pages. A lot of detail. It takes people a month or two to work through it. So this is the easy reading version.
Available now?
Yeah, it's available. You can get it in bookstores. It's in books and print. Some of the health food stores carry it, and the company Flora sells it, and the publisher Alive sells it, so it's available.
I'll definitely do my best to promote that. That's Choosing the Right Fats. Now, you've got a website. If somebody wants to check out some of the information you talked about on the athletes, www.fitnessfats.com.
Yeah.
Get to fitnessfats.com, everybody.
And there's recipes and there's the product description. I don't sell anything from the site, and there's questions and answers, and we're still building it. We talk about why I don't use borage oil and why I don't use CLA, even though it gets a lot of promotion, and other stuff, why I don't use plastic. There's a lot of stuff.
Some good answers to a lot of questions.
All the controversial stuff and all the basic stuff.
Sounds excellent.
Yeah.
So any parting words of advice for our listeners before we go?
Well, the other slogan, we have one slogan, if you don't burn them, you wear them, which is for the carbohydrates. And the other slogan is that North America needs an oil change and not just their cars. They need to make the change from the fats that kill to the fats that heal if they want to enjoy optimum health.
Wonderful. And education is how they're going to find out. By reading your books, by getting into a little research and some studying, they can learn how best to do that.
Yep. And by talking to you. Occasionally.
Okay, Udo, it's been my pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll look forward to having you back as our special guest.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Corey.
This concludes this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. We hope you have enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview. SNU is a division of Holly Health Services located in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. For information regarding subscription to SNU and Corey's Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, please visit our website at www.coreyhawley.com. This is Lisa Hawley, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.